Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets offered some volatile action today here, but we closed a half cent higher in the corn, about $3.88 in the December corn. The corn market was one of the quieter ones of the day today. At one point, it was up about 5 cents, and at one point, it was down about 3 cents. So pretty big range given the fact that it was corn. Beans had another volatile day. The November down 14 cents at 8.78, about a penny off of their lows from earlier today. They went all the way up to just at $9 in November. The high was 8.99 and a quarter, so that offered a lot of support, and the market sold off quickly from those levels. Sold off about 20 cents off of the high from this morning. Wheat futures were the bright spot, up 6 in December. Chicago wheat at 5.18 and 3 quarters. That was 4 cents off of their low. And then Kansas City December up 5.5 at 5.07 and a quarter. So the wheat was the leader here as the market comes to a close. Some of the outside markets, such as the cattle futures, very volatile day. They made new contract lows and then they rallied. They were as much as about $3.50 lower in the feeders and then rallied to be $1.50 higher. And then here late in the day, we're closing about $1.20 to $1.50 lower on the front end. And then live cattle in October down 425 at 120.42.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were thought to be bearish to the wheat futures. There's 77,000 metric tons, where the expectations were 250 to 450, so significantly lower than expected. Corn was in the middle of the range at 748,000 metric tons, and then beans were extremely bullish at 2.506 million metric tons, where the average guess was 1.3 to 1.7. So it was interesting that the beans sold off given that big export number, and then the wheat actually rallied given that weak export number. Hedge funds are still short wheat, 120 million bushels, long corn by 335 million bushels, and then short beans by about 120 million bushels. And there's also continued talk about Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union having some serious dryness issues. Also Australia, and then that's led the wheat higher here above some key moving averages and key technical resistance levels. And that's causing short covering on the funds. So the funds are still short, but the more technical resistance that gets broken, they'll get less short as time goes on. Also, out of Russia, talk of action from Iran and Russia, both in Syria, and conflicting reports out of the United States, that could have some effect down the road on wheat prices.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle down 92 at 130. February down 47 at 132.80. November feeder cattle down 47 at 172.12. January down 37 at 166.90. December lean hogs down 220 at 64.52. February down 182 at 67.20. December Kansas City wheat up 5 3/4 at 5.07.5. March up 5 1/4 at 5.21 3/4. December Chicago wheat up 5 1/2 at 5.18 1/4. December corn up 1 at 3.88 3/4. March up 1 at 3.99 3/4. November soybeans down 14 3/4 at 8.77 1/4. January down 13 1/4 at 8.80 3/4. December cotton up 16 at 60.60. March down 2 at 60.29. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.